Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Munzer-Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
And we host this Bravo Podcast. If you guys have never listened before, Chell and I are married to each other. We're comedians. We live in Los Angeles, California. I love Bravo, and Chell
hates it.
But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo.
And if I could leave it on the side of the road, I would.
But unfortunately, he can't without a lot of paperwork and through the court system. So we watch episodes of The Housewives and other popular Bravo television shows and recap them in a hilarious fashion, hoping that Chell will one day be a fan of Bravo and it'll make our marriage stronger.
It won't. If you haven't already, please follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Married to Bravo. That's Married number 2 Bravo. And you can see Jolene drop them hot memes every week and see what the Bravo community is talking about, because we actually get people from shows to actually comment on your memes.
Yay!
And if you haven't already, please leave us a rate and review on iTunes. We really appreciate that. It actually helps us get out to more Bravo fans so they can listen to my hate watching.
Yes, and please subscribe to us. We finally watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey, the reunions, part 1 and 2.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking it with us. we're dropping the ball. We know it's really my fault. I'm getting too busy and I'm not making enough time for Bravo, which is like, I'm trying to extend my vacation, but I won't allow myself. I watched a bunch of episodes and now we're catching up.
Yeah. So we are going to be catching up on Jersey, Vanderpump, and Beverly Hills. But tonight...
Yeah,
it's Jersey.
But tonight is Jersey, especially the reunion episodes, part 1 and 2. And before I continue, I just want to give a shout out to Jolene, who's been dropping some sweet memes on the Instagram. So if you haven't already followed her on Instagram, she's getting shared by big accounts. And maybe you've seen her memes pop up on big accounts.
Well, thank you, Chell. I appreciate that. It's fun.
No problem.
And now we're ready to dive back in.
Yeah, and you're busy too. You mm-hmm. got like cool stuff coming up. And I'm so excited for you as your husband. So cool. Anyways, let's get on to the episode. So we're going to start with the reunion of New Jersey, which, by the way, my favorite season because it was the shortest.
I know. You've said that a million times.
I don't know how much more I can stress that. I thought the overall season was a weird introduction into the world of Jersey. Because we had brought back people who I didn't know that were evil in the past, mm-hmm. that I had actually liked, and people who were good in the past had become evil. Now, we'll just go at a character at a time, kind of dissect what we thought of the whole situation, and go from there. Is that okay, Jolene?
Yeah, it's kind of just like a hot dish, a goulash of... parts 1 and 2 of the reunion, because this was only a two-part reunion. So not only was it a short season, it was only two parts of a reunion. I thought it was kind of lackluster.
Yes, it was lackluster. And I think that they kept trying to extend the fight between Siggy and Marge. Oh. Now, before we get into that, I think it's a good place to start. We'll talk about them individually. Personally, I really liked Marge. Now, I know that it was edited in a certain way.
Overall for the season or for this reunion, you liked Marge?
I liked Marge overall for the season. In this reunion, I think that she was trying to be more nice than anything. I don't think that she had the fierceness that a OC... who's that girl, the young one with the like 3 kids?
Lydia.
I think she came in fierce.
Yeah, we didn't expect that.
No, we didn't. We're Marge. I think Marge was just playing Marge, which was be nice, and obviously I'll come out on top of it.
Do you think that was because she's having personal issues with her house that's in foreclosure or something, and then she knew the bankruptcy shit was going to come up? Do you think she was just kind of protecting herself a little bit?
No, I think she's just being nice on television, because when it's your first time on television, I think you would be super self-conscious about the way you come off.
Plus, Siggy has been coming for her online all these months, and I'm sure she's just like, this lady is out for blood.
And we'll get there. So how did you feel about Marge's overall season? Did you like it? Did you dislike it?
I thought she had a good introduction, a good first season. I think she would be a contender for like Rookie of the Year.
Did you think she came on as one of the best rookies?
Yeah, I mean, she came
you've
on...
You've ever seen in Bravo history?
I mean, I wouldn't say ever seen, but she's a strong contender.
Who was the best rookie you've ever
seen?
Oh,
man, Brandi Glanville.
Who's Randy Glanville?
Well, Brandi. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head. I'm sure there's people who are better than her, but Brandi came... Now, Brandi, she was good. I mean, she came ready to fight. She came ready to just speak her mind. She came going, this is me, take it or leave it. She brought with her some drama from her life with her ex-husband and the lady Leanne Rimes, the famous singer who he left her for, and she really made waves.
So it's kind of like a my shit smells but I don't give a fuck attitude that you really like from rookies.
Well, no, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't necessarily always, when people come off as if they're trying to be bad or they're trying to be hard or they're trying to make a name for themselves, it just comes off as thirsty and desperate. With Brandi in the beginning, and she was a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it came off just as this is who she was.
Got it.
So, and I think Marge is coming off as, you know, pretty genuine. I mean, we're learning things now about her personal life and business practices. But I mean, if it's hard to judge on that because all these Jersey women have skeletons in their closet. And a lot of these housewives, when it comes to their businesses and their marriages, and, you know, we all live in glass houses, really.
Yes. But something that...
But okay, here, real quick, just to wrap up that. Here, I think Margaret came... very strong, especially because she brought Marge Sr.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I love Marge Sr.
So you like Marge because Marge Sr.
Oh, I think we should just make Marge Sr. a housewife.
Oh, interesting.
We need more.
How do you think Marge held up in this reunion?
Not as strong as she could have.
What do you think she should have done in order to be strong? Do you think she should have been like, Siggy, you bitch.
She should have called out Siggy more. I mean, I know she's dealing with someone who literally is losing it on television. I get that. But I think she really should have called her out on some of her crap more. I think she should have shut her down more.
Yes.
I would have liked to see that.
Now, speaking of Siggy, I think we can move on to Siggy. How did you feel about her arc this season?
Ugh.
I didn't like it, but that's because I just came on into the season. And she was really strong right off the bat as of like, oh my God, you did that to me personally. And it was like, this is just the first episode. What's going on?
There was something wrong with Siggy this season. I think in a couple years, we'll hear an interview from Siggy. She'll come back to the Bravo Clubhouse and there'll be some excuse or some reason because her first season was great. She was fantastic.
Do you think it's going to be because of a divorce?
I don't know. It could be problems at home. It could be the hormone things. It could be this is who she really is.
But you think that there's a reason.
I don't know. It just doesn't add up how she is totally different. I know that housewives, you know, by their second, third season, we start seeing their true colors. Or maybe they're starting to get affected by the fame or by the comments online. And so their personalities are changing. They're becoming paranoid or they're kind of playing into a character. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let's go into the future 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Andy Cohen. Welcome, Siggy. Siggy, what was going on with you in that second season that you had of Real Housewives of New Jersey?
I was jealous. I was in a really bad place, maybe in my marriage. Maybe my pellets weren't working. And I was jealous that everybody liked Marge and I wanted to be liked.
Got it. Thanks for your honesty. Get off my
show. Can I have my job back?
No.
Okay.
You know, I would tend to agree with you that I felt Siggy was off this season. I really didn't like the way that she portrayed herself. I think she came off thirsty at times. I think she came off aggressive to the wrong person. And I feel like she didn't really have her friends' backs. And she stood down from when Big Boss Dog wanted to eat. You know, and I say that because I feel like she really could have at least stepped away from Kim D if Kim D was trying to say more things along the lines to who supposedly is her best friend.
Kim D?
Yeah, because Kim D was saying mean stuff about
Teresa.
And Siggy kind of just stood by when it was confronted with all the girls I know that that's an awkward position to be in, but
Siggy
still.
can come off as a hypocrite because she's like, do this, but I'm not going to do it.
Yes. And, you know, I was interested and I went on Twitter and I saw Siggy's post.
I looked.
And what I was interested in seeing was were the comments of what people say. And you have real hardcore diehard Siggy fans. Mm-hmm. And then you have other people who are just don't get Siggy.
It's either love her or completely hate her.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? That she's not middle of the road. She's really one extreme or the next.
Well, I think some of those are people that are holding on to season one Siggy. Some of those are her actual real life friends. And I think some of those are fake paid accounts.
She does retweet certain people that just agree with her.
Yeah.
She's like a Trump type person who's like, oh, that person agrees with me. Even though if you research that person's just trying to get something out of you.
Yeah. She needs to get off social media, take a little break, reevaluate, see what's going on, and come back. She can redeem herself.
I get that Siggy is a lot to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things I didn't agree with what I read online, was when people are like, Siggy, you dumb bitch, you crazy. What the fuck are you thinking? It was harsh. Criticism from someone watching at home.
Yeah, people are really mean.
And to me, that maybe makes her more defensive if she's reading that kind of stuff.
I'm sure. I mean, here's the thing. If these women invest too much time and energy and put too much power into the words on Twitter, then, you know, it's going to mess anybody up. Mm. But I've seen Siggy's interactions also on Twitter, and it has not been very good. Like, I've seen her call people names, act in a way that I don't think she should for her brand. It's really messing with her brand, if you ask me. But to her, I mean, the way she sees it, the way she's putting it out there, she basically walks on water. So she's not owning her shit. And she should be owning her shit. And she needs to get off Twitter. Let's take a Twitter break.
Yes.
Literally. It's toxic.
It seems like what she wanted to portray in the season was a very strong woman who mm-hmm. encourages other women. But that's not the message that I got. Something that I didn't like, what Siggy did personally on the reunion, is when she told people...
I know what you're going to say.
Well, I just don't agree with this. And maybe you disagree, and that's okay. She was confronted by Marge, who was on the attack, and said, if you care about people and you care about, you know, empowering them, why do you have a plastic surgeon at your festivals, is what you were, your workshops,
your festivals,
I wouldn't,
at your Coachellas,
your mm-hmm. workshops. And Siggy said, hey, if it makes you happy, put it on credit, which I totally disagree with.
Well, she not only said that, she said everyone has a credit card. And whoa, holy privilege, because no, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And plastic surgery, I don't know if all of our listeners have had plastic surgery, it's very expensive. It's serious. It's something that needs to be thought about. It's something that needs to be saved for. Now, granted, some people can throw it on credit. But for Siggy to sit there in her fancy gown with her fancy rich life and to just say it's as easy as everybody's got a credit card, that's not true. And that just shows how out of touch she is with reality.
Yes, even though she's on reality TV.
Yeah, she's in her own reality world.
I will give Siggy another chance if she would happen to come back or have her own show. I think I would give her 2 episodes to see if she's changed. Yeah. And if she didn't, I would pass. What yeah. would you do?
I would be willing to give her another chance if she owned up to what the hell she was doing this season. I mean, even Andy Cohen, he couldn't control her at the reunion. In the fact that she was just like, I don't care what the F you think, what the F you think, because he basically wanted to have a conversation about the anti-Semitic label that she gave Margaret and saying, hey, you really don't think that. And do you, you know, giving her another chance, and also that he talked to his parents and he didn't think Margaret using Hitler in an analogy made yes. her anti-Semitic. And she really, it just went off again.
Yes.
And was like, I don't care what anyone effing thinks. It's like, she is woman. Come on.
Yes. I don't like the way she fought on television either. It was very, like, childish. It was like, I can't hear you. I can't hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's the same thing she did on the show, was sticking her tongue out. She's so dismissive of Danielle, which, you know, I get that that's them, years of them probably not liking Danielle, but it comes off really bad. Like, they don't even really let her talk. They just look at her as a non-factor, and then they laugh at her. Which makes, which, if Danielle's right or wrong, it makes them look wrong.
Yes. Well, let's go ahead and move on to Danielle, who wasn't a housewife this season, but kind of a guest who stuck around a lot. Do you think that they'll bring her back next season?
Yes.
Will she be a housewife next
season? Yes.
Will she have sex at random times?
Yes, but hopefully Bravo will show it, and not only in the episode of the crap you should have seen in the extras. Like, that's a pretty big deal when a couple decides at some sweaty pizza place opening that they're going to go bang in the bathroom, and she happens to be on the show. You'd think that would make television.
Yes. Something that I found hard to put my mind around was that she would talk about how her daughters are having a hard time at school, being bullied for, you know, Teresa saying that her mother was a slut.
A prostitution whore.
Prostitution whore. Mm-hmm. But then the mom goes out and does a porno, talks about sex openly. It's hard for me to believe that Teresa saying that your mom's a prostitution whore is the only reason your kids are being targeted. You know, I feel so bad for those kids because I don't want them to ever feel ostracized. And that's what they're feeling because her mom's on TV. And I think that it's hard for me to relate to this because I don't want to stop a woman from feeling...
We don't want to slut shame.
I don't want to slut shame.
Because Danielle has every right to be sexual, to talk sexual, to have sex in the bathroom with her boyfriend. She has every right to do that. But I think I understand your point, saying that you put me in a situation where my daughter's head... It's like, yeah, but you're also having sex on television. So you, it's not just a woman. It's you and your boyfriend now might be judged on that. Unfortunately, that's society. People might think, wow, they did that. So that label that Teresa gave you is pretty much, I mean, kind of the same. You're not helping the situation.
Yeah.
Because no kid, and this isn't any slut shame at all, because do what you got to do and get yours. But it's no kid wants to see their parent on TV. They just don't. So if you're really looking to protect your children, just don't have sex on TV.
Yeah. And do you know why that was cut out from the show itself?
Well, I just heard rumors that they were more protecting Danielle's image this season. And that is also a complaint that Siggy had, that she felt like they kept a lot of the things that Danielle did or Margaret did a secret and made Siggy the villain.
Do you agree with that?
I think there was some editing. I mean, come on. It was played in the teaser trailer for the whole season that we were going to see this, her and Marty, Danielle and Marty, in the bathroom, you know, doing it. And then they just decided, no. And then they threw it in the extra episode, which was like the shit you should have saw. You know, like the whatever didn't air. So it's interesting. It's interesting because, you know, Danielle, when she was on the show before, she spent a majority of the time, you know, dating, sharing her dating stories with her daughter, which, again, that's her prerogative. And also, you know, being pretty open about hooking up with this younger guy and about, you know, blowjobs and different things like that. And we even see her this season doing that. So it's like, I don't know if you... If you want to keep that part of your life not in your children's face, don't put it in their face. Be a little more discreet about it. You know?
Yeah.
If you don't care and they don't care, fine. Like I said, I don't care if Danielle does that stuff, but if she's going to blame Teresa, for causing all this harm on them. What are you doing to your kids when you're putting yourself in these situations, you know?
Yeah, and she got really close to Teresa this season.
Weird.
Which to you was weird. To me, I didn't think anything of it because I don't know the history. In the past, you had said that they had hated each other, which is why Teresa called her a prostitution whore.
Yeah, they were friends and they weren't. Then everyone teamed up on Danielle. I don't necessarily feel like Danielle ever did anything really bad that I can remember for them to hate her as much as they did. But yeah, they were not buds for a long time.
For a long time. Well, how do you feel Danielle can be a better housewife? What can she do for you to really enjoy her as a Real Housewife of New Jersey?
I mean, I guess we'll have to see when she actually gets that title, because it was like Danielle was there and then she wasn't there, you know, and it's like, oh, there's Danielle for a second and then she's gone. So I think that she's always going to be a little bit of a pot stirrer. She's always going to pull the, hey, Dolores said this about you, or so-and-so said that about you. But I think going forward, if her and Marge can team up and actually have a gen, I mean, I don't know if they do off screen. It seems like they do have a genuine friendship. I think those two could be a fun little duo.
Hmm. Well, let's go on to who I think is my least favorite housewife. Not because of a Siggy type of problem where it's just so crazy, but I just don't see her in the fray that much, and that's Melissa. How did you feel like she had her arc this season?
I feel like Melissa didn't have much. I think the death of her mother-in-law was something that was just so powerful that any kind of fight she would have had with Teresa were petty, and her husband. I think that the pizza shop thing, looking back now, was a little forced. Even the fighting forced. I think she pretty much just did what Teresa told her to this season, and people didn't really seem to respect her very much.
Do you think she'll be back?
Yeah, I do.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Now, what did you did enjoy... You did enjoy her trip to Italy and how jovial she was.
Oh, yeah. I like Melissa. I do like Melissa, but I just don't think there was a lot for her this season.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't think that she was that interesting.
But it was nice to see her be able to be happy and childlike and not fighting with Teresa.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think that she really had a big piece of the pie. In terms of things going on for her, just because I think you're right, it would have been petty. This season really focused around Teresa and her mom's passing, and I think everything was secondary for that family. So that's Teresa and Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Melissa had her store, which she was excited about, and that was great and everything, but Melissa could have been in like two episodes. If Melissa was basically like, if she would have been in as much episodes as Kim D was, it'd have been like, oh, I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, know? Like Kim D brought more to the show than Melissa did.
Well, Kim D brought drama, and she that's did. What people like to see who watch these shows. You know, you want to see drama and you want to see resolutions, is what you were saying, that you learn a lot of like problem resolution type situations. And of course, there was no resolution between Kim D and Teresa, but it was left on a, like, what'll happen next time they see each other?
I know.
Type of, like, big fight. It's like a weigh-in, you know, where they're just, like, looking at each other snarling, and people are just like, oh, my God, I wonder what'll happen.
Something so serious is going to happen, and then nothing happens.
Now, let's go ahead and move to, well, why don't we just go to Kim D, who had, like...
What about Dolores?
Well, we had just talked about Kim D, so I just wanted to make sure we talked about that.
Okay.
So Kim D, we talked about because she had like 5 minutes on the special. And in this 5 minutes, I say five, but it was really like a whole second episode. Her and Teresa were foaming at the mouth. I mean, even Andy was like, all right, Teresa, can you promise me not to get out of your chair?
Because she always does.
She does?
Yeah.
I don't know this. This is news.
She went after Danielle at a reunion and like threw Andy down. Basically, he stood up to stop her and she pushed him down.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy.
So.
Well, Kim D has come back and she won't back down from her position of maybe I heard this and this is what I heard and it's okay for me to say. And Teresa's pissed. Do you think Teresa is rightfully mad, or do you think that Teresa's out of line?
Well, I think, you know, she's rightfully mad. Kim D does stir the pot, but Teresa was stirring the pot with Kim for a lot of years. So it is strange now that, you know, now that it's affected her, when it affected Melissa or other people. Teresa was still Kim D's friend. She pulled a Siggy and Dolores and was like, well, she's my friend, and I didn't have anything to do with it, and I don't control what she says. But they were in cahoots. And now that it's turned on her, she's like, Kim D's the devil, and she's so bad. And I don't know. I think that Kim D and Teresa have more in common than they don't.
You think Kim D and Teresa have a lot in common? That's why they're not getting
together?
They
were friends for a long time.
They were?
Yes. When Kim D was really mean to Melissa, Teresa was right next to her there. Kim D started the whole stripper gate on Melissa years ago, that Melissa was a stripper, which was a big storyline for a long time. And everyone was like, Teresa knew, and they tried to out Melissa at this party and have this guy say, you used to work at this gentleman's club. And Teresa didn't stop Kim D then. And Kim D talked shit about Teresa's brother Joe, and Teresa didn't do anything then. But then when it turns on her, that's the thing with Teresa. It's like once it turns on her, then she gets it.
Hmm.
You know? So, yeah. I don't know. I thought that, you know, Kim D coming on, interesting, kind of lackluster. You know, nothing really happened. Teresa did throw out a bombshell that Kim D is a madam, which we both, when we were watching, were like, I could see that.
I could see that. Yeah. I really could. Well, Kim D was like, yeah, even if I was, it'd be a good one.
That's the thing. She didn't get super mad about it. So that makes her look not guilty. But Teresa's getting so mad about this rumor. And I get it. You got kids and you don't want it out there that you're cheating on your husband who's in jail. But I think there's some truth to it.
Which one?
Truth to what Kim D's saying about Teresa having maybe another little love affair on the side.
Got it. Well, let's go ahead and go to Teresa now. How do you feel?
No, you tell me this time, Chell. How do you feel?
Well, I was just saying that I liked Teresa's arc. It was good. How do you feel?
Why'd you like it?
Well, I thought that it was good to come in from her hurt to try to get better. How do you feel?
You really just want to give a quick answer. This was a hard season for Teresa. I'm not sure. I like to see her making it work on her own. I hate the fact that, you know, we had to see her lose her mom. I thought that was just awful. But it is nice to see Teresa able to take care of her girls and her dad and have a nice relationship with her brother and her sister-in-law and not be so dependent on Joe, because I think, in my opinion, Joe's no good for her.
Joe's no good?
In my opinion, for her.
Got it. Do you think that Joe and Teresa will last?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Are there rumors online? Have you heard any?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of rumors. Do you think they'll last?
I think they will. I mean, it seems like Teresa just is a stand-by-her-man type of person.
Well, she always has been, but I think this time away she's realizing that. I mean, I don't know. She's in the best shape of her life. She's looking awesome. I mean, you wait till your husband gets locked away for that? Come on. She's got some young, hot guy, and I am here for it, and I'm proud of her.
Whoa. Slow down there. Don't leave me for a young, hot guy.
I'm just saying. She had to put up with a lot for many years. The girl deserves some nice D.
Oh, no. Here comes my cunt wife.
I know. He said that.
He did say that.
It's horrible.
Now, let's go ahead and go to who I thought was the star of the season, Dolores.
You did not, did you?
Yeah, I liked Dolores. Well, I thought she had a good story around her. I felt like she was there to protect her friends. And she had some good, honest moments that I really enjoyed. You know, one of those story points was super weak, which was dating the OBGYN.
And rumor is that maybe her and Frank are back together now.
Yes. And the Frank moving in thing. I think that Frank moving in was really her being back with Frank. She just didn't want to tell the world just yet. And this storyline of a doctor was kind of BS. I did like that. But I thought that she was really cool, and she was always willing to listen, and she was willing to admit when her friends were wrong privately, maybe not with her friends in the group because she was there to defend, and she's super cute. So,
well, this is a turnaround because you were not feeling Dolores for quite a few episodes when I was girl crushing. You were like, nope, 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 nope. So she changed your mind, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I did think in this reunion, though, Dolores, she really didn't bring a lot, in my opinion. I thought she was snickering, laughing with Siggy, and it just wasn't a good look.
You want to see heads roll.
Yeah, I just want her not to just be Siggy's sidekick. And I feel like in a lot of ways this season, she proved that she wasn't. But then we get to the reunion and she's just, yeah, like feeding into this, you know, insanity that's surrounding Siggy.
Well, it keeps the spotlight off her. But I felt like she was Mama Pitbull and Siggy was one of her pups.
Yeah. I did like, though, that when Danielle came out, she gave her props on how good she looked. Because Danielle looked the best on the whole reunion, in my opinion.
You like the way she looked.
Her hair, her dress, everything was working. Who did you think?
Danielle is Teresa's sister, right?
No, that's Melissa.
Sorry. Danielle is the one that I said I liked. Right now.
No, that's Dolores.
Which one's Danielle?
Danielle's the one that Teresa called. Yeah, a prostitution whore.
You liked her the best.
Yeah, her dress, her hair, everything. She looked gorgeous.
Mm.
How about you? You had Siggy, who looked like Belle from Beauty and the Beast. You had Dolores, who looked like she painted her dress on. I don't know what was... Dolores must have just got fillers and something. I don't know. Something's going on with Dolores. You had Melissa, who looked very Melissa. Teresa looked good, but it wasn't her best reunion look. And Margaret, I think, could have looked a million times better. Plus, the lighting on that reunion was just not good. Even you commented on that.
Well, I don't think any of them
looked good.
Were stellar.
Andy Cohen was stellar.
So I'll give it to Danielle, too. Yeah, overall, I thought it was a middle-of-the-road reunion, average. They try to bring in someone to start drama because they knew it was like that. I've never seen them bring someone like that before into the reunions.
Oh, they have. And this one, Kim, definitely wasn't that interesting. However, since Teresa has accused her of being a madam, apparently Kim D has taken legal action to sue her.
Oh, wow.
For defamation. And I also thought Kim D worse dressed. I mean, she could have done so much better. I've seen Kim D look good in this reunion look. I don't know what they were doing.
Got it.
I don't know what was going on.
Well, I'm glad that it's over, and I think this is my third Housewives, if I'm correct.
New York, you did New York, OC,
and this one.
Jersey. Yeah. Three. Yeah, that you've completed.
Yeah.
Now, this one was short, as we've said a million times. So,
which I love.
Still count.
Should be 12. All of them. Well, that sounds good.
Thanks for sticking with us this season, you guys, and thanks for your patience. And hopefully there'll be some kind of shakeup next season for the Real Housewives of Jersey because they need some help. I think they might be on life support, and I've been hearing rumors that they're going to bring some OGs back, maybe Caroline Manzo, maybe Jacqueline, somebody. But they need some help. If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on our social media, Married, the number 2, Bravo, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you, Chell. Thank you, producer Tilly. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you, Jolene. You're the best. I love you.
Aw, this is going to make me barf. Bye.